Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Well, wonderful to be with you on this late January day as we wake up still with a smile on our face from 37 hours ago when the Eagles advanced to Super Bowl 59. So, speaking of Super Bowl 59, I got to ask a question for a friend, which for me is code for I don't know something, but I'm just going to tell you asking for a friend so I don't embarrass myself. Now, I want all three of you to weigh in one by one to assess what is the name of the town, or put another way, the pronunciation of the town that the Eagles are going to be playing this game in. James Seltzer, that town in Louisiana.
Yes.
With that big Superdome thing. What is the name of that town?
Called New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yep. Rhea, what is it called?
New Orleans.
John, is that correct?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's not New Orleans,
I don't
if that's
know.
What you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm asking.
It's New Orleans.
Nolens?
I don't know.
It's New Orleans.
If we're going to say it 5,000 times over the next 12 days, we might as well know what the hell you call the town.
I would like to know how do we find out?
James, I don't know that you're right.
I feel very confident.
New Orleans.
Well, it's not that. No, you hear it's New Orleans or New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I don't know.
New Orleans. I feel very confident.
I don't care how confident you feel.
You're the one who asked me. I think it's likely New Orleans.
Instead of New Orleans.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. If someone out there knows, let us know. Because might as well get it right. We're going to say it for the next 12 days, next many years.
That's not like you, by the way, to want to pronounce it.
Yeah, usually you'll just say
right.
it the way you want to say it. You don't care.
Well, I told you.
You can say people's names however you want.
I was asking for a friend. This wasn't my question.
This
is my friend.
How close is this friend?
This is Fred's question. Fred asked me last night to pose this on WIP.
I helped you out, buddy.
Okay, so at least according to the New Orleans Tourism Bureau,
yep,
it is pronounced New Orleans or New Orleans, but you cannot pronounce it Nolens or New Orleans.
Yeah, so that's not an
New
answer.
Orleans?
No, it's not New Orleans.
Not
is the it says not
well,
New Orleans.
Well, you just
Orleans.
Described two different things as
yes,
an answer.
Yes, it could say New Orleans, which is what I said.
That don't work.
Or New Orleans.
Nah.
Those are the two. According to the New Orleans. I'm just telling you what the Tourism Bureau says.
Wow. I like that.
So I'm curious where you stand. What in the hell is the town called? All right, someone help me out here.
New Orleans.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
Called.
Angelo in Reading. What up, Angelo?
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
Great, Angelo.
Pretty good. Can't complain. Listen, man, I got a few things to say. First off is that we can't forget CJ and Isaiah Pacheco's beef. That's what I'm excited about.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yep. I mean, that big hit that made Isaiah Pacheco get on a knee, it was tied up in the fourth quarter, 35-35. That was a big turning point in that game. I mean, they still ended up winning, but hey.
Well, it wasn't a turning point, but I'll say this. I thought both of those players played excellent in that Super Bowl.
Also, Juju Smith-Schuster is back on the Chiefs, and you remember all the spouting he did after the penalty and the whole, like, Valentine thing.
He seems
is a Chief. I'm just saying, he's back. He's on
brutal.
The team.
And he seems very cocky. When I was watching some of that AFC Championship game, the plays that he made, I don't know if you noticed,
I don't remember that.
Afterward, the flaunting, the flamboyance it's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, he's that's one thing that I wanted to highlight. Number two, I'm fairly young. I'm only 28, so I feel like I can be young and dumb. And to be honest, I wish I had a camera all season, because there are so many instances where I could have been like, I told you so. Earlier, I heard you ask a dude if he was confident in September, October. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, yes, I was confident. I never lost this confidence, just because, like, that one catch that Saquon dropped in that Atlanta game, if you think about that, we're only going through the whole year losing one game, and I'm just, like, young and dumb, confident. Like, yeah, and I went into this game knowing we were going to stay.
I'm glad when you say young and dumb, your next comment is confident.
It is crazy, though, when you think about it, that with the two drops, like, they're two drops away from just the Tampa loss being their loss. Like, as they win both those games of Saquon and Devontae catch, it's crazy.
But, Angela, I think the flip side is how many close games they played that they won that were ugly for a while.
The N'Kobe interception.
Until
the
they
zone.
Pulled it out. Yeah. Cleveland, Jacksonville, there were a bunch of them, man. All right, Angela, give me a great answer. Who got a second chance?
All right, I'm going to make you guess this one. Spent 27 years in prison and became a president.
Wow.
27 years in prison and
became
Mandela. Absolutely.
Got to be Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
Mandela.
It's a great answer.
That's pretty good.
Mandela. That's a
that
wild.
Can win.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that it required a second chance.
I mean, it's
right?
horrifying.
Yeah, so I'd say the heart of this a lot of times is someone failed the first time. Second chance to me, I think, in terms of you failed. I wouldn't say a bit.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At imprisonment is the person failed, but I get your point. Obviously, as a member of society where you were back integrated, you know, not behind bars, I get it there, but I wouldn't vote for it because I don't think it's the heart of a second chance. That's just my opinion. All right, let's get to some audio. Brian Schottenheimer is getting his first chance as a head coach in Dallas. And yesterday, Ray, I hear your chuckle. I mean, this was
a
doozy.
A circus show.
All right, so Dallas had a press conference. You're going to hear from Stephen Jones. You're going to hear from Jerry Jones. Let's start with Stephen Jones. Now, when someone does the air quotes, like I want to really emphasize something. It's hard to do on the radio, but I'll just say if I want to take my fingers, finger one and two, and put them in air quotes, I'm really emphasizing this point. Well, he emphasizes in air
mocking
quotes.
It in a lot of cases.
Yeah,
you know, you're being like, oh, this guy over here while you're doing the air quotes.
Yeah. Tough guy. Right, all right. So Stephen Jones is going to air quote when he says, when he's talking about the quote and the drought. Listen, this is delusional from the Dallas Cowboys second in command, the son of Jerry Jones, and this is part of why the Eagles continue to reign over the Cowboys.
Obviously, we're also evaluating where it didn't go right, you know, in terms of, you know, this drought that people say we're in terms of a championship game or a Super Bowl.
This supposed drought,
say
John,
we're in.
This,
people say was when he I did mean, it, by the right. way. Like, people say
people
we're in a drought.
Say we're in a drought. Dude, you haven't made a conference title game this century. The Eagles have made eight.
For what it's worth, apparently Cowboys fans are furious about this,
good.
Which is awesome.
No, it's fun. I like that.
It was before Jalen Hurts was born.
That's wild. No, that
January 14th, 1996.
Wow.
They made the NFC Championship game January 14th, 1996.
That is before Brian Dawkins was an Eagle. Brian Dawkins joined the Eagles in April of 96. By the way, you know what's amazing? Dawk has not been an Eagle for 17 seasons.
That's amazing.
So this Cowboys drought is Dawk's entire tenure here and then 17 more years after that. That's a drought. So Stephen Jones sounds like a buffoon. Let's listen to his dad. Now, the only thing I'll say here about his dad is maybe he is getting old to the point where he shouldn't be talking publicly anymore.
Little senility setting in.
Yeah, it sounds like that is what is happening here. Here's Jerry. Yeah, it is a little sad. Here's Jerry. This is bizarre. This is Jerry Jones yesterday.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holds. Very low percentage.
He's talking about people's
reaction. Why is he saying that word
so he's,
again?
Yeah, I don't know. He's trying to speak to the reaction of Cowboys fans to the Brian Schottenheimer hire. And that was he goes to glory hole.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's...
But then again, who doesn't go to glory hole?
Well, you would think he wouldn't go to glory hole after his PR team
I meant that,
put
you know,
out the fire the last time
speaking.
He said... He All was right, talking right. about that. Like, it really is
I know,
incredible that this mistake would be made a second time.
Well, you used to say that Al Davis was, you know, by the end, he had kind of run amok.
Well, I saw only the sharp Mr. Davis.
Oh, I thought you saw where it was. I got you.
I didn't see the decline.
Anyway, this seems to be a decline, and I do think, and I don't, you know, I mean, I do think it's helping the Eagles. I'll just say that. I mean, to think that, I mean, because the more important role than being the owner is he's the guy that picks the players.
Yesterday, he's sitting next
it's
to
ridiculous.
His new head coach saying it was the most, like, I don't know, the biggest risk possible. I just took the biggest risk on this guy because he's never been a head coach before.
It was weird.
Look at the massive risk I took.
Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly like what you're supposed to do.
Not good.
You're supposed to vet these guys and hire the best one, not the riskiest one.
Very, very bizarre.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.